she said, "It's a beautiful morning, isn't it?" And the smell of coffee cut through my scrolling like a small, kind interruption. I remember looking up, blinking, and for a strange second, the world felt wider. That 5-minute conversation with a woman in line changed my day. Welcome to Why I Love, the podcast where we explore one simple but powerful truth. Before we can truly love others, we must first learn to love who we are. Today, I want to talk about the tiny talks, the quick greetings and passing lines, and how they can, surprisingly, heal. If you've ever felt lonelier after a room full of people, this is for you.
Why do so many ordinary conversations leave us lonelier than before? Why do our phones and safety scripts turn human moments into placeholders? Stick with me. I think the answer is both hopeful and doable.
Back to that coffee shop. The woman's voice was soft, a little rough at the edges, like she'd smiled through tears once or twice in life. She didn't ask for anything. She offered a sentence, an observation about the morning. I was scrolling. I almost missed it. Then I looked up. She told me about the park nearby, and a grandson who liked ducks. She hummed a hymn line under her breath for no reason at all. By the time I stepped outside, the sky felt clearer.
Ah. When I replay that moment, I notice 3 small moves. She noticed me. She offered something ordinary, and I accepted the offer. That pattern, noticing, offering, accepting, is the practical rhythm I want to name. It's simple, but it's where self-love and neighbor love meet.
On the surface, small talk feels trivial because it's short, but it signals belonging. A real hello can say, "You exist to me." Psychologically, being seen lowers stress and raises trust. Spiritually, there's a match with the old command to love your neighbor as yourself. When we hold our own inner life gently, it's easier to hold another's briefly and well. Culturally, we've traded presence for speed. Phones and scripts teach us to skim people. So the work is reclaiming ordinary speech as a practice of presence.
Picture 2 grocery lines. One is polite, autopilot, eyes down, screens up. The other? Someone compliments a child's book. A stranger tells a tired parent, "You're doing great." And a cashier pauses to say, "Thanks for being here." Which line changes the store's mood? Tiny words ripple. They remind people they're human, not a transaction.
I also want to name the friction. Trying deeper conversation in public can feel awkward. I've had a moment where I offered a small question and it landed flat. The person smiled politely and moved on, and I felt strangely exposed. That happens. It's not failure. It's practice. Start small and kind. Make the first move safe for you and the other person.
Here are 3 practices you can try this week, gentle and adaptable. First, phrase starters that invite, not interrogate. Swap "how are you" for things like, "What's a small good thing in your day so far?" Or, "That color really brightens the room. Where did you find it?" Or try, "You look like someone who knows a good story. What's one from this week?" Short, curious, and generous. Second, the 3-minute invite and listen. Offer a neutral observation or a gentle question. If someone responds, listen fully for 3 minutes. No planning your reply, no glancing at screens, just follow what they say. Then thank them and let the exchange close. 3 minutes gets you beyond the surface and stays safe. Try it with a neighbor or a coworker first, if that helps.
Third, a phone-free micro-presence habit. Choose one routine, your morning coffee, the walk to the bus, lunch break, and leave your phone in your bag for the first 5 minutes. Notice one thing, a sound, a face, a color. If it feels right, offer a small comment. That tiny discipline retrains your attention muscle, so you're not living at the very edge of each other's lives.
If you're introverted, your version of practice might be mostly listening. A warm nod, a soft, "I hear you," letting someone be seen without stepping into the spotlight. If you feel anxious, try these steps with family or a friend first. The goal is safety and authenticity, not performance.
A few phrase starters to keep handy. I love that hat. Has it got a story? You seem to carry a calm today. What's helping you? I noticed you smiling at that book. What's it about? They're short, curious, and generous. They give people room to be themselves and show that you value them enough to notice.
When you're unsure about being intrusive, follow this rule. Offer, don't impose. A gentle opener lets someone accept or decline. If they step in, give them your time. If they step back, smile and let the moment be. Both responses are neighborly.
Now I want to walk you through a short reflection. Breathe in slowly. As you exhale, picture a place where conversation usually feels hurried or thin.
If you feel a little tug, that soft hope you could be kinder in these small ways, treat it as an invitation. You don't have to change everything. Speak one brave, true sentence at a time.
A quick practical tip for after you try, jot one line in a notebook. What you said, how it felt, what surprised you. These tiny notes become a map of growth that's more honest than a grand resolution. They show progress in small, steady steps.
At the heart of all this is a simple truth. When we learn to love who we are, to hold our own inner life with kindness, we find the courage to offer kindness to others, even in brief exchanges. Those exchanges stitch neighborhoods, workplaces, and cafes into something closer to community.
Before we go, a small challenge. This week, try one invite and listen for 3 minutes. Use one new phrase starter and practice 1 5-minute phone-free micro-presence. Keep it gentle. After each attempt, jot one line about how it felt. If it helps, start with someone you already trust.
Thank you for spending this time with me. If this episode landed with you, share it with someone who could use a little encouragement to notice the people around them, and subscribe so you don't miss more conversations about presence, belonging, and the gentle work of learning to love.
Love who you are and watch the world change. Love within, love without. Let's begin the journey.